so wildly changed that you can actually see the point of my
first one. You gotta go to the doctor there, right?
We don't live down, Doc. going slow. The moment is.
Everything you need is right here. All of your problems, yes, I'm away. And when you're done, I'll be right there. You can call on me, cause I hear your prayer.
No other name but your
name. He won't do it for you, but first you gotta know that it's by God.
It's by God's grace. All things through Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
I'm so glad to know.
Let the Lord show you his love. All your blood will conquer out.
It's by God's grace.
It's by God's grace.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down. Let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate. Longing for a child that will give him their all. It all, he wants it all. He says, love me with your heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all.
Give
them their all, give it all.
He wants it all.
To God be the glory. Prophet AJ, are you still with us, sir? Can you pray us in this morning?
Sure. Wonderful God, come to thank you that we woke up this morning. We are thankful, God, at the present morning moment I made. God, we thank you that we are in our minds. Now, God, we say happy day on this morning. God, you shall answer me. Let me understand the way you will. God, take it down in your house. God, you bless me that you made me. God, thank you, love, and bless me. We have to give you the grace.
Someone disconnected.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Right here in the Monday morning. We out and about once again. This is gonna be our season for the year. That 9 times out of 10, we're going to be out and about. Amen. Thank God for technology. Amen. So, if you all will, turn your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 15, verses 4 to 18. Concentrating on verse 16. You want to scroll on over to the Galatians. One and three. Concentrate on two.
Typing it in.
All right, we're going to wait for the woman of God to type it in. And at the same time, we're going to give you guys time to flip it on the bookmark, Galatians, and the book of John. John chapter 15, verses 14 and 18. Man posted. He said, "What's your stars and stripes?" Real big. See, I just like the way. Thank you. The other way.
Amen. That's it.
What's your stars and stripes?
Okay. Set it in there.
Can you copy that for me, please? Only got posted up again. The book of John, chapter 15, verses 15 to 18. And then the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 1 and 3. Concentrate on 2. Amen.
Amen. That's all I'm trying to get to. Jesus.
I got the
read it?
No, read Galatians chapter. Actually, yes, read John first. I'm sorry.
John.
Mind you, what the woman of God is about to read is the word speaking.
Amen. John 15:15 through 18 reads as follows. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. 15 to 18.
All right, come on, Galatians 1-3.
Galatians 6:1-3 reads as follows. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such and one in on the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Amen.
So the Lord said, what's your stars and stripes? It's not that we picked him, he picked us. And I'm talking not just to the men and women of God. I'm talking to the men and women of God of Kingdom Power Fellowship. That's what he's talking to with right now. Who picked who? Who picked who? Did you pick God to be where you at? Or God picked you to be where you at? How does this work? How is this going? He's asking, the woman of God said that she had a dream, a vision, that we were standing up and doing our rightful, being in our rightful spot with God. See, this just ticked me off. Now, I pray that we got disconnected. Not that he hung up because of what I'm saying. I'm saying that publicly. In the case, we've been charged with a heavy burden. With a heavy burden. And we all have things to do and jobs to do. We have a job to do. We have a purpose to live. And that doesn't depend on our living circumstances, or our circumstances of what we're doing. It depends on the circumstances of us, right? What are we doing about what does say the Lord? Are we getting our stars and stripes? Is he going to even say good job or good effort? Is he even going to say well done by good and faithful servant?
Me. But I have chosen you.
We have not chosen him. He has chosen us. He has ordained us. Come on now, speak it.
That you should be and bring forth fruit.
We have to bring forth fruit.
That your fruit should remain. That whosoever ye shall, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Okay. We don't land the seed. Are we planting seed to bring forth fruit? What comes first, the fruit or the seed? Just like the question says, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? I believe the chicken came first.
I'm gonna tell you to go a different way today. Keep going this way, but I'm gonna tell you to switch.
The chicken came first because God had to create the chicken first. Because he created all living things, right?
Amen.
Come on now. He created all living things. So the egg didn't come first. The chicken came first. So you are the chicken. You are the fruit. So you have to take what's within you, which is the seed, and plant it. And when you plant your seed, you give forth what? Come on, KPF. Evangelist said it yesterday, and what he preached, or excuse me, Saturday. What he preached Saturday was awesome. Evidently, he saw the vision also. And he said, God is not done with us yet. We haven't even started yet. Come on now. I like to do that. Come on. And the vision that the Lord gave me, we have yet to begin. But I would like to begin. And you can't begin anything. You can't begin. Your garden can't grow if you don't plant no seeds. Your garden can't grow if you don't plant no seeds. I'm going to say it again. Your garden can't grow if you don't know plants, no seeds. And this garden that I'm talking about is the kingdom garden. Mm-hmm. Again, what kind of, you got stars and stripes? You got stars and stripes? Or you got bars? And we have to bear one another's burdens. That's the whole purpose of knowing, loving thy neighbor. Read Galatians 6 again. 1 and 3. Read 1 and 3 again for me, please.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault,
mm-hmm.
ye which are spiritual, restore mm-hmm. such.
You gotta restore that, brother.
In the spirit of meekness,
uh-huh.
considering thyself, lest thou. Also be tempted.
So, what are you trying to say? You ain't perfect, but okay, come on. Baby. Now, if you be tempted, now you, both of y'all fools are down and out. Y'all need a third person to bring both of y'all out. Come on.
They eat one another's burdens.
Yeah, yeah.
And so fulfill the law of Christ.
Yeah.
For if a man think himself to be something
uh-huh.
when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself.
Well, because you got some ministers and preachers and stuff think they are robbed because they got 3 or 4 churches and they got money coming in and the salaries are being paid and they don't need the help of other ministries, don't need the help of the other brothers. Brothers always calling on them for help. They think they arrived. No, that's not the case. That's just your duty as a man of God. Bada bing, bada boom. Read.
That's all.
Read that verse 4, though. I like that verse 4.
Let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another.
Is that how God wants us to be?
He wants us to bear each other's burdens, one of another.
Come on. It's not a lost sermon today. But I'm not trying to beat up nobody. But I felt that's the straight shot. Bing, 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 bing. Bullseye shot to KPF. And I'm going to sugarcoat it. That's a straight bull shot to KPF. And yesterday, what was yesterday's title? I can remember. Do not be distracted. Is KPF being distracted doing other things, think it's godly, but it's not godly? Come on, somebody. We got to pay attention to the titles, my leaders, and myself. Are we being distracted doing 2 other things for other people, and it ain't benefiting for us to getting them keys to the kingdom? But they could get the keys to the kingdom. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Think about it. We got a lot of triggers to pull that we don't like to pull. We'll have to want to pull but we got to pull them. You still pulling triggers from 2018. Come on, somebody. Yeah. I guess I'm talking to myself this morning. I'm gonna leave everybody with that. Are we pulling the triggers that we pull, like that we say we're gonna pull? Do we empty that? It's the target. Do we have to reload? Stars and stripes. I'm going up right here.
Going straight.
Clap it up because I'm done. I'm done. Oh, shoot. Okay, well, God closes out.
Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the word on today, God. We ask, oh God, that it falls on good ground, Father. We pray, Lord God, that we will not be just hearers of your word, but doers, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you all honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you say
amen.
Amen.